It's taken 12 years, but the former Hotel Syracuse is once again open to the public. Rebranded as the Marriott Syracuse Downtown, visitors began staying at the historic structure in downtown Syracuse on Friday. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, it means a huge boost not only economically, but to the psyche of Central New York, a region battered by a faltering economy and dwindling population in recent years.
The stories go on and on of presidents and politicians, celebrities and iconic cultural figures who all spent a night at the Hotel Syracuse, built in 1924. But perhaps more important than the famous visitors, the hotel became a hub for Central New Yorkers, a place where memories were made during proms, parties, weddings. The hotel started having financial problems in the 80s and 90s, the same time large corporations and retailers started moving out of town. So its return means more than increased hotel capacity in Syracuse.
In one fell swoop, in one building, playing on our great history and using that to forge a brighter future for all of us.
Onondaga Historic Association President Greg Tripoli says he never doubted the hotel would be reborn, but there were many missteps along the way, one owner after another with grand plans that fell through, taxes that couldn't be paid. There was even talk of tearing the whole thing down. It all changed when developer Ed Riley, who's from Syracuse, was able to buy it 2 years ago. He credits the right combination of skills to guide a massive historic renovation.
My technical knowledge of doing it from the basis of putting the building back together is there, plus the financial knowledge of putting business deals together as a developer. So that helps tremendously.
Every corner of the 261-room hotel was restored, with terrazzo floors, 20-foot columns in the grand lobby, and a restored 1940s mural behind the front desk. And the focal points of the hotel, the Persian Terrace and Grand Ballroom, will host a growing number of events in coming months. All told, restoring the hotel to what it looked like in 1924 cost $76 million. And with the hotel back in action, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner says a rebirth of downtown is around the corner.
What we've seen is once you start with one project, all of a sudden the projects around it start to go. I think you're going to see that here as well.
But more than that, the mayor says the rebirth of the iconic hotel brings a city and region that suffered its share of setbacks back to its roots.
This is where our community came together to celebrate. And it ties us to our past and to the people that we've loved and lost but have been important to us.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.